Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, Zach Zaidman. Great stuff today. This is Chris Tannehill.
Okay, Russ, for the score in Chicago. The Danny Parkin Show.
Please tell for local talk show host Danny Parkin.
Afternoons on the score.
Are you a lottery player? Do you play the lottery?
I should be right now.
It's one of my favorite games, is to get mildly intoxicated and then be like, so what would you do? What would you spend money on? Would you scream? Mm-hmm. Frankly, I think I'd be very good at it. I'd be good
at spending the money.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be great at it.
But would your values remain the same? You know what I mean?
No.
No. I don't need any more money. I'm not greedy. As long as I've got my health and my millions of dollars and my gold house and my rocket car, I don't need anything else.
I would change. I would change. Probably for the worse, but better
for me. That'd be great if, like, yeah, I'll tell you what, Danny, he won all that money, and he totally changed. Best thing I could say about Danny, won all that money, and he changed completely. 100%. He's no longer the guy that he was at all.
How do you sleep at night? Can you live with yourself? And I can't.
You'd move. You would do more charity.
When Alex Snellius won the lottery back in 2000, he never thought he'd feel like this. Is it a blessing or a curse?
No, it's a curse.
That's $5,000 donated by Alex Snellius.
The time I won the bad beat at the casino in L.A., and you go and you get paid off on all the chips, and I'm walking around, I'm tipping people like $100 each time. Like, here you go.
He'd give the doorman $100 just for opening the door. He'd shove hundreds in the pockets of the dealers and all the guys that ran the game. The bartender got $100 just for keeping the ice cubes cold.
Like that feeling of like changing somebody's life with a $100 tip, I would enjoy that.
I think that's overstating that you were changing someone's life.
Oh, I was. I was.
Okay.
Tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
That's it?
Damn straight. I think if I were a millionaire, I could hook that up too, because chicks dig dudes with money.
Well, not all chicks.
Well, the type of chicks that double up on a dude like me do.
The Danny Parkin Show.
That's what all the kids listen to you, man. You are the best thing on the radio!
Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Tons of Office Space references on the show this week. I'm digging it. It is the Danny Parkin Show. Matt Spiegel is here. And the Mega Millions still just right there to be won for me to change and become a completely different person, Speaks.
We had a talk last night about walking to the neighborhood store where we never go to buy tickets, because those little places, they get a portion. When we win, that place gets a portion. So we'd like to support a small business in that way. So we'll go buy the eventual winning ticket.
You're philanthropic like that. You're looking out for small businesses. And I love the judgment, by the way. And like, I'd love to be able to say, yeah, I knew Danny before he won the Mega Millions, and then he totally changed. As if you wouldn't change if you won $850 million.
I would change. It's absolutely true. I'm realizing, though, that for a good Chris Tannehill Open like that one, packed with so much goodness, there needs to be an opportunity for him to, like, do a commentary track. Like, we should replay it. When we replay it at 5, just he could pause it and just, and this is from that, and this is why this. And, yes, Alex Snellius did actually win the lottery. And in loving memory of Ursula, was empowered by lottery funds. This is absolutely true. Like, all that kind of stuff, so people understand. Oh, and this is Lance Armstrong saying, saying, can I sleep at night? Oh, yes, I can. Yeah, with absolutely no problem.
It's not a problem for me to sleep at night. I saw that someone on Twitch was like, oh, man, no Goodfellas treatment for Donald Trump. No, we're old-fashioned. We gave him the Goodfellas treatment when he lost the election. I know some people, like, today were surprised by the events, like, in the weird corners of the internet. They were like, it actually happened? What? They expected the helicopter to just, like, turn around and land back on the roof of Congress and Trump to, like, careen down and be like, I'm back. And like, no, sorry, Q, that didn't happen. So we gave him the Goodfellas treatment, you know, when he lost.
Yeah, didn't part of you think that there was going to be a moment where cameras caught somebody dragging him out, like, you know, had the arms under his arms and dragging him out in his heels, or, you know, he's leaving a smudge mark with his heels as they pull him out the front door. I thought that was on the list of possibilities.
Well, that was just my dreams last night, I think, is what you were seeing there. I think that was you were inside my brain as a fantasy. But no, he got out of there, and it was a day. This was a historic day. I assume you spent your morning watching the inauguration speaks?
I did some of it, absolutely. Watched some of it. And it's, you know, Ruben, 9-year-old Ruben in class, I said, hey, Ru, come out here and watch this. And he said, we're already watching it. So CPS had decided to show some moments from the inauguration to the kids as part of their school day. And
very cool.
I like that. I think that's pretty cool, because I'd like the 9-year-old to remember, you know, seeing this moment, you know, no matter who was getting sworn in. But like, once you're old enough to see this and understand how democracy works and how our country functions, it can be a very, very healthy thing. But yeah, in a wide array of text threads with family and friends and stuff, as we all experience this thing together today.
When it was happening and you feel like, you know, happiness, relief, whatever, my guy won, patriotism, proud, good speech, good like a very, very powerful songs. Like, whenever you're feeling emotion as you're watching it, I was like, I'm going to get some Popeyes when this is over. Like, I just felt like I needed to do something like kind of gluttonous and unhealthy and like distinctly American. I was like, what, should I go to McDonald's? Where should I go? What should I do? I'm going to eat something just gross. I don't know why, but I went to Popeyes when it was and it was so satisfying. It ended, and I went to Popeyes, and I had some spicy chicken and some mashed potatoes, and it was just, was it healthy? No. Do you feel, like, really good after it? But it's just, it's a satisfying comfort food meal. I was comfortable and relaxed. I don't know what that says about my psyche, but I really wanted to pig out on some fried chicken like halfway through that inauguration.
So you felt the opportunity or the need to put a period on the sentence of this day with a truly American gluttonous experience. Look at the power we have. We can vote people in and out. That's what we can do as a nation.
Democracy
also,
in action.
Yeah. Also, we can eat whatever the hell we want and celebrate obesity.
Important question, Danny. Did you go to the Popeyes at Ashland and Irving or the Popeyes at Ashland Division Milwaukee Damon right there?
That one.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, that is the better one.
Yeah, the one closer to the highway.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, much.
It's tricky, though, because the entrance for the drive-thru is like two cars deep off of Damon.
Yes.
And so oftentimes around lunch, like rush hour, the drive-through line is coming out into like northbound Damon.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, man, that is particularly a traffic hazard for me to take that left turn into there. But yeah, it was great. Unbelievable.
You know what's amazing? That intersection, and there are so many of them, a lot of them on the north side and the far northwest side, these Chicago uniqueness of the six corners intersection.
Yes.
That particular one has been a traffic hazard and just a death trap for decades. And now they've redone it, and I still think it's a traffic hazard and a death trap. Completely.
Absolutely. It's not safe at all. And there's now that there's the construction, like obviously there's the gym that went in, but then now there's a Chick-fil-A that opened three or four days ago, basically like kitty corner from the Popeyes, like they're having some sort of chicken war, like stare off thing, and like the line.
I like fried chicken.
Oh my god, it's incredible. And so there's just these dueling fried chicken places with cars going into the street waiting for unhealthiness. And I was like, this is my America. And I just felt very proud that day. It was great.
So you had the option to go to Chick-fil-A and you chose Popeyes? That's a miss. That's a miss.
No.
In terms of the
what?
Sandwich. Did you go for the sandwich? The sandwich is...
I
people can try, and I know everybody's trying, and I need to try Wendy's because their commercial of saying, we didn't start the chicken wars, but we ended them, is very effective and has been in my head, but the Chick-fil-A sandwich has yet to be beaten for me.
Okay, a couple things here. You haven't had the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's?
No. Whew. No, I went to...
It's been around
vegan.
A while.
Remember that? I have to wait for my next vegan vacation.
But it's not a new... I mean, they have new versions of the spicy chicken sandwich, but
well, that's
spicy
the whole thing. That's the whole okay. thing, is that they have a new version because they're competing with the upper echelon chicken sandwiches of the fast food universe.
I'm just saying, the spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's has been a Mount Rushmore spicy chicken sandwich for a long, long time. It's very good. Always has been, always will be.
I used to love the McChicken. I mean, laugh at me if you must.
I
used to love it. So the Chick-fil-A is still the king of the chicken sandwich. Shane, do you agree as a chicken sandwich man?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Raising Cane's, somebody on the Twitch, underrated, that's very true. Raising Cane's very, very underrated. But also, like, to keep this in my niche, a fried chicken sandwich is very, very simple to make, much better than all of the chain restaurants. It is so, chicken thighs are so cheap, potato buns are so cheap, aioli is super easy. It
potato
is very
buns.
Simple to make a easy, easy chicken, fried chicken sandwich.
You had me at potato buns. Potato
yeah.
buns.
You had me at chicken fried chicken.
Okay, you know what? I had a flub, okay?
potato buns respond to fingers the way that all buns should. Like, it's just, there's the perfect amount of give, and then they will bounce back based on how much pressure there is, and they respond to mouths and teeth as well. It's just, it's a remarkable sandwich bun.
I'm trying to do less fried food. Last night I did like a chili, spicy chili garlic fried shrimp over rice and scallions and stuff, but tonight I'm going to do a fried chicken sandwich and send you guys pictures just so you can see how much better and easier it is to do it on your own. It's something you can do even.
Well, thank you. What do you mean better and easier? I mean, how could it possibly be easier than me just driving through and giving someone $7 and then them giving me fried chicken?
Because you can pay $2 for a pound of chicken thighs and
that's
and
not easier.
$2 for a... Yeah, it is easier.
It's not easier. It might
easier
be better.
To make your own fried chicken sandwich than it is to get in your little car and drive.
No, it isn't.
You just broke down how much of a traffic jam Six Corners is. It's
okay,
easier to stay in your chicken and fry the... Stay in your kitchen and fry the chicken.
Hey, do you know who he is? He's Danny Parkins. He'll call Uber Eats and let them do it.
Okay,
all
so
right?
Then it's going to be cold and soggy and bad. It's 2:23 and I'm already yelling.
Is this supposed to be some sort of magic chicken that just shows up in your home that you can cook up?
Yeah. Like, you have to prepare it and cook it and then clean.
Yeah. There's no way that's easier. Maybe more satisfying. Maybe more cost efficient. Maybe more honorable in whatever way. But it's not easier.
It's 100% easier to make a fried chicken sandwich in your kitchen than it is to go in the middle of a pandemic out to a restaurant. Guy won't come host a studio show, but he'll go to Popeyes.
Oh, he's coming Friday, though, and there's whispers in this hallway around here about the Pizza Friday and how Danny could possibly mess it up.
Oh,
there's rumors.
I don't know that. I wouldn't let him near that. I don't think he has the understanding
that was
to
Lynn's
be a
Bin
part
today.
Of Pizza Friday.
Lynn's Bin at 11:15 and 7 is wondering if Danny's going to mess up Pizza Friday, which he's sponsoring.
I am happy to sponsor. Just tell me how many people are going to be
14.
There. And how many?
14 people.
14
and
people. Done.
Not me. not me. I won't be there, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, yeah, you're Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this
Tuesday,
week.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hey, Thursday, yes.
Shane, I'm interested. I want to see the pictures of your chicken sandwich. I want to believe you that I could even do it.
You could.
But how long will it take start to finish, prep to clean?
Well, it depends if you started last night. Then you get a full 24-hour buttermilk soak with some hot sauce. And then all you got to do is
take
the chicken.
Easy. That's,
yeah.
Sounds really
easy. It's so easy. You just had to start it yesterday.
Yeah, that's hard to put a piece of chicken in a bowl and pour some buttermilk and hot sauce over it. That's difficult.
Yeah.
God, I really overestimate you guys.
Yeah.
And then, it's four blocks away in my car.
Leaving your child
it,
at home unattended. You left Owen at home unattended just to get a chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
what
that's
I
what I did.
The kid's
that's
fine. Kid's going to be fine.
In a macro sense.
Yeah, exactly. He turned one on Sunday, okay? I think. I don't know. I didn't finish the parenting books, but I'm pretty sure once they turn one, they're self-sufficient.
One?
That's how it works.
You just stop right there. You've done it. You've achieved it. You high five and you leave the room.
That's easier. You're going to get two pans hot, one with a little bit of oil. You're going to toast your bun. You're going to take the chicken out of the buttermilk, dredge it in flour, and put it in the oil, and it's done in like 5 minutes.
And by the time you have finished describing it, Danny's already eaten the one he got from Popeyes.
Well, enjoy your crap sandwich.
Do you think Shane knows what the word easier means?
No.
By the way, can you tell them how to take care of their pans? There's cast iron skillets, so talk about easier. All the things you have to do to prepare that skillet there. Yeah, make sure it's in the oven. Make sure you treat it with some
easier.
Oil.
It's all easier. It's easier for easy is subjective, right? It's easier for me to stay in my kitchen than it is to go to some crap sandwich place to get their processed fried chicken where I don't know where the chicken's coming from. I know where my chicken's coming from. I know the process of which that chicken was fed. That's easier for me. It's easier on my soul, easier on my heart, easier on my mind.
Yeah.
It's easier in terms of just process.
Boy, stretching the definition of easy.
Is it stretching or am I justifying everything I'm saying?
No, you're stretching. Mm. Yeah, you're definitely stretching. And it passed embarrassing a couple of minutes ago.
Interesting.
Okay. Hey, but by the way, people are supporting this idea that the McChicken used to be good. Like in the 90s, the McChicken was fire and then it has fallen off. Like they've stopped caring as a restaurant about the McChicken. Is that possible? Have McDonald's items changed in that way?
I think that they just kept doing the exact same thing that they were doing, and then everybody else actually put in a little effort and the McChicken fell behind. Yeah, the McChicken was great when no other fast food chicken spot existed. It was one of one. And so I was like, oh, yeah, okay, the McChicken's good. But then everybody else started trying, and now they've got a lot of catching up to do. I'm glad we did this on an important day in American history. Doesn't this feel good?
I think so. Well, it started because that was your act. That was your gluttonous American act to celebrate the survival of democracy. I don't know what mine will be. You know what it's going to be? I'm going to go throw money away on lottery tickets. That's what I'm going to do. That's going to be my American act to celebrate democracy's victory, is I'm going to spend a good $10 on lottery tickets.
America, F yeah, the Danny Parkin Show with Matt Spiegel on the score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
These sound like a great big chicken just waiting to be plucked.
Thanks for hanging out. We'll talk to Leila Rahimi around 3 o'clock. I enjoyed that conversation about chicken. I don't know. It just felt like the thing to do at the time, Speaks. It was, I had conflicting emotions. And I got to be honest, at times, like, I didn't cry or anything. It wasn't Boomer Esiason on Monday's show where he said he started crying or tearing up when he saw Drew Brees and Tom Brady after the game. But it was cool to feel like there was a little bit of decency representing the country again today. It honestly
Patriot
did.
Quarterback Tom Brady. I'm going to ask you a little bit more about the noise because the Daily News had a picture of you and they said, cry Brady, meaning you're a cry baby.
Thank you, Jim. yeah, it was. I was like, you know, I felt myself just relax a little bit. And it was like, oh, that guy, he seems like a decent dude. He's going to try his best. He kind of cares about people. President. I like that. It was nice. It was a nice feeling today.
Yeah, I agree. Look, I mean, and remember, here's the thing. Politics aside, really, and I genuinely mean politics aside, I've known who Donald Trump is as a human for a long time. Like, I was a kid in New Jersey when he had the USFL. And
yeah, you've told this before. Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
The book.
Oh, it's all so gross. And like, and some of the Atlantic City stuff, it was so gross. It just, I don't like him in terms of the quality of a human, you know? So I like the fact that we won't be exposed to that caliber of human every day if we want to pay attention to the news, if you want to know what's going on. And the new guy has imperfections, human flaws. The system is still deeply
terrible.
Damaged. Oh, yeah. And I know there's going to be very hard to get all kinds of things done, but I mean, the new guy has also always been a guy trying to get people to get along, trying to unify, trying to genuinely say, hey, listen to each other. That was in the speech today, if you're listening, you know, like, hey, let's listen to each other, shall we? We can still disagree. It's okay. And that is a much more humane approach to, I don't know, let's see, everything that I would like
His
to
vibes
have
are better,
life.
Babe. Right?
They are.
For without
they
unity, are. There is no peace. Only bitterness and fury. No progress. Only exhausting outrage. No nation. Only a state of chaos. This is our historic moment of crisis and challenge. And unity is the path forward.
I don't know if I like that line, but there is a little truth to it.
Exactly. Exactly. That guy today speaks. Was giving out good vibes.
He was.
He was an idealist.
Yes.
And might be no pragmatist in there. Like, whatever, all that stuff he's saying might have no chance of working because of the partisan divide and Mitch McConnell and how the system is set up and all of it. But he was trying to be the blind optimist to unity and the potential of coming together.
Aren't we aspiring as a nation? Aren't we aspiring as people to be good? Good people. You know,
nope.
I thought we were. I had no idea, Les. Damn it. I should have just asked Les. It would have explained a lot. I just know. I think we're better off with a unifying spirit at the top rather than a dividing spirit at the top. I personally don't need any more discord or conflict or unhappiness in my life. I've got plenty, and I just need to manage what I have of it. I don't need any more added in. Frankly,
I am just looking forward to a little bit of boredom, frankly. there's the Daily Show does some stuff on like they'll go back and show like old like outraged Fox News clips of Barack Obama like in a tan suit, and they'll be like, it was just a disgrace to the office. Or like one time when he was getting out of a helicopter and he had something in one hand and a coffee on the other. And so he saluted the Marine who was outside the helicopter with the hand with the coffee cup.
Yeah.
And they were like, how just he disrespected the office. And I'm like, I want to live in a time when those were the offenses to decorum and decency again. Like, he'll make mistakes. He'll do things bad politically. Of course, obviously.
Sure.
They're deeply flawed, of course, all of that stuff. But, like, just I want to live in a time where it's like, oh, he saluted with a Starbucks cup in his hand. What an outrage. Like, that's the time I'd like to get back to. And it would just, I feel like, lower the temperature a little bit. That would be good for people.
I think so.
Collective blood pressure of the nation down a little bit. And then we can raise the blood pressure by eating more fried chicken.
Well, you know, you're going to do that anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm going to spend money on lottery tickets that don't pay off, and I'm going to be frustrated. My blood pressure will rise. But, you know, Danny, you and I have talked about this, the polarization of sports talk, the embrace debate, the need to have every issue have two definitive sides, and the willingness of so many contrarians by convenience, or windsock contrarian columnists or whatever it is, for people to just take whichever side benefits them the most or fits the debate. And this is, I feel like it was in sports and commonplace before it was even in politics and commonplace in terms of the media. And I don't think that's healthy, because when you get to a point where, like, I wonder what Skip Bayless actually thinks. I have no idea what he genuinely thinks about absolutely anything anymore. Do you? I can't even remember.
Of course not. No, I have no idea. And we've talked a little bit about, like, whether it actually happened first or if it was just inevitable. It works, right? People enjoy debate. People enjoy argument. And what I always say is, frankly, in sports, it doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you, because it's trivial. It's just sports. It's just sports. So, like, if you want to have a guy who, like, doesn't believe that LeBron James is great at basketball, like, okay, that's weird. Like, the sky is blue. He's great at basketball. It would be weird to argue otherwise, but it's sports. It's meaningless. I don't find much harm or damage in it. But when you take opposing polarization things on, like, no, let's pretend that climate change isn't real, or let's pretend that we live in a post-racial America, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, talking, like, real serious things that have you. Let's pretend masks don't work. Like, those types of things. It's like, I don't like that, because that's just being polarizing intentionally and woefully disingenuous for profit.
But
and
don't
so
you
I don't
think,
know
don't
what
think,
sports contributed to that. I really don't.
But I feel like sports did it first, and because it mattered so much less, and it was easier to sell out, and I felt it happening. And I remember thinking, man, it's like, I guess it doesn't matter if you have integrity anymore about an opinion, because I thought it really did. And I still think that it does, to have the integrity of opinion and consistency as much as you can. I mean, people change and you get new information and you might change your mind. That's okay. But, you know, there were standards for a long time in news that kept that from happening. And then those standards started to decay. And I feel like, I feel like First Take begat Crossfire, and I maybe somebody has written the definitive history of this kind of debate and traced it better than I. But I wonder if there's anything we can do to actually foster more this ideal of unity. Like, do you think it's a good thing to have this ideal of unity and actually, like, being able to hear each other and disagree? Because I don't know that we actually. I don't know that we get there a lot in sports conversation. We tend to have, I think, one-sided conversations where we agree and like, we love it when we actually disagree on something. When you and I disagree on something, we chase it down with fervor, because, like, oh, look, that's a natural disagreement. I know there's something there that's worth discussing. But oftentimes I think that can be hard to get in our genre.
I think so, too. Well, part of it is it's exhausting to talk to somebody every day for 4 hours a day if they disagree with you on everything. Like, if you and I did not have some similarities in values and how we looked at the world and sports or whatever, we probably wouldn't get along as well. We wouldn't be friends. There wouldn't be the chemistry that we have on the air. And we wouldn't look forward to coming to work and talking to someone. Could you imagine talking to someone who you just, like, fundamentally disagreed with all of the time about everything from a value system? It would be exhausting. And so I think that's part of what leads to, yeah, you and I will agree oftentimes on a lot of things, but it's absolutely a good ideal to aspire to. I just wonder, and we could pick this up here in a minute, as a contributing factor, like, should we strive for the disagreement more or the unification more and all of that in our conversation in and around sports? I ultimately come back to, like, none of this stuff matters that much. Like, we're here, you could think that Deshaun Watson's worth three first-round picks in Khalil Mack. Someone else could think that it isn't. We can disagree. We can yell. We can debate. And then we can go our separate ways. And you know what? He's going to end up being a Houston Texan at the end of the day. You know, I don't know that it actually matters all that much. But I know that you have this idealism with it. And like this belief that maybe we could be a model for unification and coming together. So I will let you spit your values and your vibes next on The Score.
No more politics. From now on, we only talk sports.
So the Gold Glove winners were announced.
During the election?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, what are you going to like? Stop life just because there's going to be a week-long
only
return?
64 days on the calendar.
But that will not derail our baseball conversation.
We've got some baseball conversation for you today. Speaks wants to speak to angry White Sox fans. The case was made on this radio station for Tom Ricketts to sell the team. Laura, Layla Rahimi is coming up in just a little bit.
Laura Wednesdays. One of the best days.
Yeah. It's a great
Laura
day to
Ricketts.
Celebrate.
I think you went from Ricketts to Laura to Layla.
Yeah, Laura politics. I don't even know what it was. Laura Ricketts is politics. We were discussing politics kind of earlier there. I don't even know what the hell is happening.
Kind of. Yeah.
But because do you think that we at The Score or we at the show or you and me intentionally disagree or like contribute to that that discourse that you're talking about or don't promote unity in sports conversation? I feel like there's umbrage that you're taking there somewhere. You've got a gripe.
Decoded by Danny Parkin. Spiegel decoded.
That's what I'm asking. Is there a gripe here?
I think one thing is the impact, positively and negatively, that the old Boers and Bernstein show that I used to call the freight train of hate and indignation had on the discourse for a long time, and there was an anger every day that and I've said a lot of this stuff right too, Dan. There was an anger every day, regardless of whether the target of said anger was worthy or not. And that ended up devaluing the anger and the vehemence. And that had an effect. And it's interesting because I just looked at the texts, and a texter said that he was remembering like when sometimes he would get that people would be mean on The Score, that he ended up being meaner in his life, that he felt like he noticed that himself. That's just one guy anecdotally. But it's interesting that that came in before you had asked me the question, and I even commented on it. So that's one thing. And then the other is when you and I agree, as we do so passionately and actively on so many civil issues and social justice issues. And you and I have, over the past few years, had a chance to talk about a lot of amazing things, moments of progress or moments of terror and what is right and what is wrong. And in a lot of those times, we don't hear from other voices. And I'm not saying that other voices deserve to be full on heard if they're dead wrong, you know, because that's the problem, right? Is that sometimes those other voices are dealing with alternative facts or whatever. And that's not, and we have to protect facts, as I know you are passionate about. But I do, and that's hard, that's really hard to do. But you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of times we end up not even intentionally feeling like we are preaching on a subject as opposed to discussing it.
There's no question. There's an echo chamber that we all live in and create for ourselves intentionally and unintentionally. And in sports, it should be very easy to find an alternative, right? It's why I love Tuesdays at 4 with Hub. And I feel like he's got his fundamental beliefs in football and I have mine. And oftentimes they are in disagreement with each other and we will debate for 15, 20 minutes, and then be like, all right, Hub, great stuff. Have a good day. And he'll be like, all right, cool. Thanks, Danny. See you later. And it's good. It's fun. It's healthy. It's spirited. It's sports. It ultimately doesn't matter. But yeah, like on is climate change real? Or like...
we don't need another voice on that.
Yeah, right. Right.
Like, are men and women created equal?
Right. Exactly.
Right. We don't.
Not interested in like having one person from one side and one person from the other and then pretending like that these are like equally represented viewpoints in society. You know, so yes, sometimes there will be a bit of of a one-sidedness to the conversation, but like I'm not going to pretend that there is legitimacy to the other side of like let's listen to science during a pandemic. You know, like that's a weird, like I don't feel like that's a worthy thing to do or a responsible thing to do. And so, but yes, you striving for respectful disagreement is great. It's great. Absolutely.
And if there is, and if there is a thought from, if there is another side to something, for instance, I had exchanges with a couple people in the baseball world when MLB decided to honor all the statistics from the Negro Leagues. And I had some people in the baseball world who said privately to me via text that they didn't think that was fair and that was right. And the quality of competition was not fair. And this was a make good designed to foster goodwill and those kind of things. But people were not willing to say that. You know, people were not willing to say that because immediately that would cast you in a racist place. And I think some of those people that I was hearing from were not racist at all. They just were looking at the record books and having that kind of debate. And I don't know that that people would feel comfortable sharing that lest they be cast into the racist space.
Well, there's definitely a place where many people are not comfortable stepping outside of whatever the correct point of view, like the quote unquote correct point of view, because you can't deal with like any negative feedback or texts or tweets or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And, you know, I thought after that conversation about the Negro League stats being commemorated that we didn't give voice to, because I was texting with Bob Kendrick from the Negro League Museum, and he didn't feel this way, but that there were people who said, like, the idea was that it was kind of patronizing. Like, oh,
right.
Now you recognize these stats, and, like, too little too late, and it was symbolic and all that. And that point of view was not on
this
show.
Was not shared. That's
you know,
true.
But you also can't always get all points to all people, right? Like, if they're coming to hear what you and me and Shane and Tanny have to say, like, we're going to just give our opinions, right? And there's you can't always give every perspective on every issue. It's an impossible
I
task.
Agree. I guess it's that lack of comfort in being allowed to have those kind of opinions or something. It is something that has been fostered by the nature of the debate and the discourse. And I don't know, this is an ongoing thing, and you and I love to think about the theories of communication in this way and what works. And we can talk about it sometime off the air. But it's it's interesting. I would love to foster the opportunity to really hear each other more respectfully. And whatever little part, whatever little effect we have on the national discourse in that way, I'll feel like we're doing our part.
Make it a goal for 2021 and beyond. We will. It is a big day. A lot of big things happening. None bigger, dare I say, than Leila Wednesday. We will celebrate next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.